everybody. It is our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. It's Wednesday, January 9th, 2013. Do you believe this cold air that is coming our way? Get ready for a blast of Arctic air starting on Saturday. Now, the Weather Service is saying we could have 4 or 5 straight days where the high temperature in Tucson doesn't even get above 50 degrees. If that happens, that will be the first time since January 1971 that we have had such a cold snap. My poor hibiscus, bougainvillea, boy, I'm going to have to really be out there covering everything up, maybe even bringing some of the geraniums into the Buckmaster Hacienda garage till the cold spell is over. We are live noon to one here on the home of the Buckmaster Show, KVOI AM 1030, Tucson's intelligent voice. We like to also say it is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make it very easy for you to hear the program anytime, anywhere on your schedule by posting to buckmastershow.com. The show is also up at tucsoncitizen.com, tucsonsentinel.com has it, and we have page links at the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, that's gvnews.com, and the homepage for our friends over at Blog for Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com. We get things rolling with our midweek edition, a newsmaker interview to get things rolling with Ramon Valadez. Mr. Valadez is the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. 30 minutes past the hour. How to make good on that New Year's resolution to get healthy and into shape for 2013. All of you baby boomers out there will want to hear that segment. Then we'll talk about a visit of some very healthy young people from Denmark as the National Danish Performance Team prepares to descend on Tucson later on this month. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. The Buckmaster Show live line is officially declared open at 790-2040. You can also post a question to the Facebook page. And if you have a story idea or a particular guest that you would like to hear interviewed during our noon hour show, please feel free to contact us. Let's begin now with the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. He is also the representative of the board on the Regional Transportation Authority, the RTA, Mr. Ramon Valadez. How are you, sir? Happy New Year to you. Can I still keep saying Happy New Year even though we're in day 9 of the new year?
Absolutely. And Happy New Year to you and your listeners as well. Thank you very much for the invitation to be here, Bill.
Well, I know you are happy that the county now has a no smoking ban. You, like myself, are very sensitive to cigarette smokes. I certainly am.
No,
and I know you are too.
Absolutely. It was a little controversial at first, I think, but the truth of the matter is that that smoking is a significant health hazard, not just to those who smoke, but really over the years we've discovered more and more and more complications from secondhand smoke and residual smoke. So there's that. So at one point, we decided that we needed to be proactive and do something that was going to be innovative.
I want to talk about yesterday's meeting. The Pima County Administrator, Mr. Chuck Huckleberry, the board approved by a vote of 3-2 his contract extension. This will be a 4-year contract extension. The Republican supervisors, Ray Carroll, and the new supervisor from District 1, Allie Miller, voted against the contract. Do you think Mr. Huckleberry is deserving of another 4 years?
Yes, I do believe that he very much deserves that. But before we get into the issue, I did want to go ahead and openly welcome our new supervisor, Allie Miller.
Right. Yesterday was swearing in day, really, for all of the county elected officials.
Correct.
Yourself included, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And I think
how are you getting along with Allie?
I'll tell you what, she is a wonderful person, clearly someone that's going to think about issues. We're not always going to agree, and that's great. That's part of the process. But certainly, I think a wonderful addition to the board.
So you were saying about Mr. Huckleberry's contract.
Right. I if you take a look at where we've been and where we're going and what we've had to face, and you take a look at what he's helped us get through. I've talked before about when the RTC, the savings and loan crisis, happened in the late 80s, that we had a contraction of the assessed valuation, the tax base, of about 4.4%. In history, that had been the worst. And if you take a look at what's happened between 2009, remember there's a two-year lag because by statute we use rolls from 2 years
right.
before. So really, instead of going 2007, it's 2009 to what we're projecting to be 2015. The estimated contraction is about 26.5% of the total tax base in Pima County.
That's pretty impressive.
And
that's quite a bit.
It's a little over a quarter. And if you put that in perspective to the fact that we're in the black, our bond rating is stable and rated at AA. That we haven't had any major fiscal issues, that we've reduced our workforce, reduced the budget. Someone who has been successful at doing that, I think, deserves another 4 years.
So Mr. Huckleberry will be around at least for another 4 years. I want to talk about jobs and the economy. There's something called the Workforce Investment Board. Perhaps our listeners have never heard of this. The acronym is WIB, W-I-B. But you explain what this board is and why it's important for our economy.
It used to be called the JTPA. Essentially what it is, it's the Workforce Investment. It's how we train our workforce to become a skilled workforce to meet the needs of our employers. And whenever we normally recruit new industry, it's the Workforce Investment Board and our staff and the Workforce Investment Board that actually puts together the programs to make sure that our workforce has the skill set necessary for our employers. Over the last year, we've had 773 businesses hired one-stop clients. We've had more than 15,600 job seekers use the one-stop self-service system. We've had more than 4,100 seekers enrolled in the case management services, 81% adults, 71% youth were successful in the employment. We've opened up a veterans one-stop that's specifically dedicated to veterans returning from their service. And works in conjunction with the employers to take advantage of the VOW Act incentives that employers get from hiring veterans. So this is a very big component, and again, making sure that our workforce is a skilled workforce in the skill set that's necessary for our local employers.
It kind of flies below the radar screen, though. A lot of people have. I think I had heard a little bit about it, but. Those are pretty impressive numbers you're giving there.
No, and their function is unbelievably vital to the economic vitality of our community. Because think about it, when an employer comes in, what do they need?
Job. They need skilled workforce.
Correct, and this is the way that we meet that need. So the Workforce Investment Board is in regular contact with our large, medium, and small businesses to make sure we're meeting that need. And it's meeting the need of today.
Congressman Raul Grijalva will be holding a job fair. This will be coming up on Friday, January 11th at 10 a.m. at the El Pueblo Education Center. That's on West Irvington Road. You know, the way I see this, Supervisor Valadez, the more job fairs, the better. I mean, if I know that a lot of people show up for these things, and perhaps some people are disappointed because there might not be something available in their particular line of work. But if somebody really wants to find work, there may be an opportunity for them at events like this.
No, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, if there's someone out there listening that is unemployed and is looking for a job, the one-stop centers are the best place to go. If you go through the self-serve, that's great. If you need more help, there are a number of programs that we work cooperatively with community-based organizations, Pima College, the universities, to try and get those individuals to a skill set level where they need to be successful in a career.
And where do they start with these one-stop centers? I mean, where are they?
Well, there's
should they go to a website or
if they go to the Pima County website, they can look at, for the one-stop centers. And there's three regionally. One of them is right here, close to across from the UMC South on Ajo Way. There's another one at Rio Nuevo Center, and I'm having a little difficulty with third.
But it is all available on the Pima County website. So if you're a job seeker, there may be something out there for you. And if you do want to go by, again, the job fair that's going to be in collaboration with Goodwill of Southern Arizona, that's going to be Friday morning at 10 o'clock, El Pueblo Education Center. And who knows, if you're unemployed and you want to work, there may be something there for you. Or check out these one-stop job centers. I mean, my goodness, wouldn't it be wonderful to start the new year with a job or a job prospect, even getting a couple of leads in this very tough economy? This might be a great place to take a break. Yes, at 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Ramon Valadez, is with us. Perhaps you'd like to join in the conversation if you have a comment or question for the chair of the Board of Supervisors. Now's your opportunity. You can call us at 790-2040. We'll be back in a moment.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Pima County Supervisor's Chair Ramon Valadez is with me in studio. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Jerry, you're with Supervisor Valadez. Go ahead.
Well, the pastor stood up to speak before the Board of Supervisors, and I wanted to compliment Chairman Valadez for being so respectful, and he may not agree with what I have to say, but he always looks like he's really interested in what you have to say.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry, for calling the Buckmaster Show live line. We will take compliments or whatever you want to make. Question, comment for the supervisor, 790-2040. We've been talking about investment in jobs. We're talking about the Workforce Investment Board, the one-stop centers for folks that are looking for job help. Speaking of jobs, the construction at the courthouse is employing a lot of people.
Right. As a matter of fact, on Monday, we actually put the ceremonial last beam on the first phase, or the skeletal structure. During that phase of construction, it meant about 520 jobs. And ultimately, by the end of the entire project, it will have supported 1,145 jobs.
Very good. And Pima County has joined with the board, the board and the Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, something about a joint business bill of rights.
Right. We've been working with the chamber, and each party brought 10 tenants to improve cooperation and efficiency, specifically in developmental development services. And so we hope we're already doing a decent job, but we can do better. And we've talked about that in the past. We can do better, and we're going to do better. And that's what those tenants are about, is making sure that both sides are talking to each other, are expressing the concerns where they need to be expressed. And again, it's about government serving our community better.
Cutting a lot of the red tape.
Right.
Yeah. Pima County has looked, well, actually, you and your colleagues have already signed off on Mr. Huckleberry's new economic development plan, and that will be turned over shortly to the Pima County Bond Advisory Committee to determine whether or not there will be a bond election either this year or next year. What is at stake with this, Supervisor Valadez?
Well, the economic development plan is actually not a product of the last couple of years. It's really a product of the last 4 years. As we talked about in the past, one of the things that we had figured out in about 08 was that we were going to have some financial issues. So we planned ahead. We budgeted conservatively. And we said, what else can we do? And we said, let's start talking with our local businesses, our local community, our just outreach, and figure out what we can do on our part to improve our community, to make our economic development better, to do those kinds of things. So this plan came out of those kinds of results and a number of town halls, number of discussions. What we're looking at is about $197 million in investments that focus on ensuring the strength of existing employer powerhouses like Raytheon, like DM, taking care of our local businesses to make sure that they first have the opportunity to grow. Because oftentimes we hear about these great businesses that come to our community, and that's wonderful, and we welcome them with open arms. But we need to make sure that we take care of our and grow our own, because that's a very strong component of it. Part of the plan is to make sure that the transportation infrastructure exists and is in good health between those different employment centers. So yes, we're having, and obviously another big part of it is the tourism component, which includes Old Tucson, the Arizona Desert Museum, Pima Air and Space Museum, the Veterans Kino Memorial Sports Park. So all those are combined as part of this plan, and we're asking the Bond Advisory Committee to take a look at some of those investments. In terms of the timing that we're looking at, we had a recommendation from Mr. Huckleberry. I don't remember if it was last week or this week, that the earliest that he recommends, for a variety of reasons, strengthening the economy being amongst them, is no earlier than 2014.
Oh, really? Not this year, then?
Right, right. Originally, we had hoped to try and get an economic development bond this year, but because of a variety of factors, we felt that it was better if we hold off for just a little longer.
And some of the major products include master planning for aerospace business parks at Tucson International Airport and at Raytheon's airport site, buying more land in the DM flight departure corridor to help protect the military base from urban encroachment. That could be a really important item here as the military looks at this sequestration issue. We had our military contributor, General John Wickham, former chief of staff on the U.S. Army, on our show on Monday, Supervisor Valdez, and he was saying that that if they start looking at bases again, DM looks pretty good, but you have to really enhance your case, don't you?
Part of what we've done is we have done, if you remember, one of the last bond elections also acquired land to make sure that encroachment didn't occur on the southern end or the southeastern end of the runway at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. What we're looking at potentially in this future bond is not only land acquisition costs to make sure, but also look at noise mitigation for existing and future missions, both at Davis-Monthan and at the 162nd. Last year, towards November, December, the board adopted a resolution that we then sent to the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of the Air Force, and the Pentagon to make sure that we express very clearly and very soundly our support for our two military installations in our community.
Yeah, we really have to do everything we can to protect DM. Of course, DM, one of the major components of our economy here in the Tucson area. Also, you had mentioned expanding local museums to boost tourism. That's part of the project. Building roads to support employment centers. We did have a caller who did not want to go on the air, and instead of buying land around DM to protect it, why not trade state lands? And that is the question from the caller. Any thoughts on that?
Right now, if you remember, we've had several, and this is only part of the reason, but we've had several attempts to amend the Constitution to allow some of those trades between state and local governments that have failed at the ballot box, essentially. Mm-hmm. So the process for doing that is a little more complicated, simply because it becomes then a bidding process open to anyone who's willing to bid on it. So it's not as simple as it sounds. It's a great idea. But again, it's a little more complicated and may not turn out in the manner that we expect.
To summarize, though, for folks who are just joining us, we've been talking about jobs with Supervisor Ramon Valadez, and I want to again mention that there is that job fair at that Supervisor Grijalva is sponsoring, and that is at...
Congressman Grijalva,
excuse me. I was looking for my notes on that particular event, and I think I've got it here somewhere. I do. That is... Congressman Grijalva hosting a job fair in conjunction with Goodwill of Southern Arizona. That's 10 a.m. on Friday at the El Pueblo Education Center. What did I call him?
Supervisor Grijalva.
Oh, well, he was a one-time supervisor. Supervisor Valadez, thank you very much for being with us. And again, I hope the new year is off to a good start for you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A hearing laying out the evidence against the accused gunman in the Colorado theater shootings is over. Prosecutors have finished presenting their case against James Holmes. Now a judge will decide whether Holmes will stand trial. Judge says he'll issue a ruling by Friday. Vice President Biden says even if he can't do everything he wants to combat gun violence, doing something is still better than doing nothing. Biden's task force on gun violence meeting today at the White House, talking with victims of firearms-related crime. The Obama administration moving to fill the most critical jobs in the cabinet at the start of the president's second term. An announcement is possible by week's end on the choice to lead the Treasury Department. On Wall Street, the Dow up 58 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:36 on this Wednesday afternoon. And one of our continuing focus segments here on the Buckmaster Show is aging and the impact on the baby boom generation. Our segment on aging is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. One of the most popular New Year's resolutions is to get healthy, get fit. Well, joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Beth Ernst. Miss Ernst, the Life Enrichment Manager at Splendido, where a wellness extravaganza and health fair will be held on January 22nd. Beth, how are you today?
I'm terrific, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in helping people age well there at Splendido.
Well, I've had a long career in fitness, about 14, 15 years, and I've worked with all age groups, and I love this population the most. So for me, it's quite an experience every day.
What are some of the special challenges about working with this particular age population?
Well, I wouldn't say that there's challenges. I would just say that everyone is at a different level, just like young kids are at different levels. So having a class that's tailored to, you know, all different ages and abilities, is sometimes challenging but mostly rewarding.
Well, you had quite a career, too. I guess you were, what, an All-American college soccer player?
That's correct. I played soccer for about 25 years.
And then you had a little knee injury that sidelined you for a while, I guess, huh?
That's correct. It still gives me some trouble, but that's why my career is so important.
Beth, let's talk about this wellness extravaganza. This is really a great place for anyone in the Tucson area to go up to Splendido and check out what's going on. Tell us a little bit about what is planned for at least the beginning on the Tuesday morning, January 22nd.
Well, Bill, it should be a spectacular event. We have about 35 to 40 Tucson and Oro Valley vendors coming to our health fair between 8 and 11 a.m. We also have some of the best physicians and healthcare professionals providing learning sessions throughout the day. So 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, and 2:15, we have lectures as well as a guest speaker at 1 p.m., and that's Joanne Contorno.
Beth, what about the fitness or exercise options? What will be available that day?
Well, we're going to have some really fun classes. We'll have Zumba Gold, Tai Chi, Gentle Yoga, and Rock and Water class.
Rock and Water?
Well, that's where, you know, you pump up the music and people laugh and sweat and have fun.
Yeah, it's great exercise, actually. In the pool, I've done a little bit of that myself. In the summertime, usually, my home pool, unfortunately, is not heated, so it's a little difficult right now. How will the flow of the day work, Beth?
Well, participants can choose to stay at the health fair for the whole time, 8 to 11, and then if that's all they want to do, that's fine. They can then continue on to some of our learning sessions that start at 11:30, or they can leave the health fair at 9:30 and start the learning sessions from there.
Splendido has a fantastic chef, a chef there. The head chef is Jeremy Imes. He's going to be around, and I guess, of course, healthy eating is part of the whole thing, isn't it?
That's right. Healthy eating is part of the whole day. Chef Jeremy and his staff will be providing a light, healthy breakfast for us, as well as he and his assistant will be doing some cooking demos during the health fair. And we'll provide recipe cards so that people can sample his food and then get the recipe, and then he's also providing lunch for us as well, so it should be a great day.
What about that motivational speaker and comedian, Joanne? She's performing at 1?
That's right. Joanne is hilarious. I had about a 20-minute meeting with her, and I laughed the entire time. She's a Weight Watchers leader, an author, entertainer, comedian, runner, triathlete, and she's around the baby boomer age, so this age group can really relate to her.
Let's talk about some of the highlights at some of these sessions. It's very thorough. Why don't you give us a rundown on some of the morning sessions to begin with?
Sure. The 9:30 presentations, we're only having two so that we don't draw too many people away from our health fair. We're having Dr. Stani from Oral Valley Hospital talk about sleep disorders. And we're also having a local instructor teach a Tai Chi class. And we also have four different choices at 10:30. We have Dr. Lewis talking about loving your eyes after 50. Doctors Bob and Debbie Oro are doing a lecture called You've Made It This Far, What Now? Dr. Milholland is talking about strokes. And then we have an instructor that will teach a gentle yoga class. At 11:30, we have a nurse talking about living well with visual impairment, Dr. Gordon Watson from Desert Cardiology, Am I Out of Shape or Is It My Heart? Karen Hauke from Golder Ranch is going to do continuous CPR, and then we have an instructor doing Zumba Gold, so a lot of fun classes in the morning.
That continuous CPR is so important, and it's actually not that difficult to learn that particular continuous CPR, is it?
No, that's right, Bill. Actually, this is kind of the way that we're moving forward with CPR. Most of the public doesn't seem to want to do the breath. So we've discovered that they don't have to do the breath. As long as they can get down right away and start the CPR, the chance of survival increases exponentially.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the workouts that you offer when you are working with people at Splendido. What are some of the things that you try to start people on an exercise program? Because as I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, as you know, Beth, how many of us say they want to get in shape? What are some of the things that we can keep in mind?
Well, first of all, fun. It has to be fun. If you're not having fun, you're not going to want to do it. We try to make our classes, we use fun music for them, music from their generation, keep it light, let them have a good time. The second is a buddy system. If you're not an exercise class person, which some people aren't, it's good to have a buddy. So either someone to go out and walk with or someone that's going to hold you accountable. Some people get personal trainers, and that keeps them accountable. So it's whatever works for the individual. And in our classes, like I said, we try to tailor each class to the different abilities so no one feels like they can't keep up or that it's not hard enough. We try to make it individualized even in our classes.
And for those that want to lose weight, what's your advice?
Well, I would say cut out the desserts, get on the treadmill or get on the bike, find something you enjoy, go out to one of our lovely parks here. But you got to get started. Even just the first day, just get out and do it one day, and then you can run from there.
Beth Ernst has been talking with us. She's the Life Enrichment Manager at Splendido, and Splendido's having a wellness extravaganza and health fair at Splendido. Splendido, 13500 North Rancho Vistoso Boulevard, and that will be pretty much an all-day event, Tuesday, January 22nd. Should people RSVP, Beth?
Yes, definitely. If they could call my extension, which is 878-2630, I can get them all signed up with the classes and the lectures and the health fair and everything that they'd like to do.
Okay, Beth, good luck. That should be a good event, and we wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Beth Ernst, the Life Enrichment Manager at Splendido. Coming up 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, Mia Hansen. We're going to still be talking about health and wellness and being in condition. I'll tell you, some very well-conditioned young Danish people are headed our way here in Tucson. The Danish National Performance Team on its way to Tucson. We'll find out about that and more with Mia Hansen as we continue with the Wednesday edition of The Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new Landscape Evolution Observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:50. We want to encourage you, if you're looking for a nice weekend getaway, how about visiting our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico? And they have asked me to promote, and I'm glad to do it, their upcoming Silver City event called the Red Paint Powwow. That's going to be coming up the weekend of January 18, 19, and 20. In Silver City, and if you want to go over there, it's an easy drive, 3.5 hours east of Tucson. A lot of great places to stay in Silver City, including the Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, Wildwood Retreat and Hot Springs, and Silver City KOA. There's more information available on the web on their fine website, very thorough, southwestnewmexico.org. Well, a friendly invasion of polite, happy, and healthy Danes is coming to Tucson later this month. It's the National Danish Performance Team, a group of 33 of Denmark's best amateur gymnasts to promote their message of sport for life and sport for all. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, one of Tucson's most famous Danes, Mia Hansen, coordinator for Danes in the Desert and the U.S. coordinator of the National Danish Performance Team. And of course, many of you know Mia for her longtime work, 10 years really, with the as executive director of Tucson Meet Yourself. Good to see you, Mia. And of course, we thank you for your service to Tucson Meet Yourself. You really brought new vitality and energy, and you've a new person will be coming on there, and you've got this new exciting challenge.
Well, Tucson Talk, as we say in Tucson Talk. Did you get that? Tucson Talk means Tucson many talk. Things, thousand things, yeah, Bill. Yes. Great to be here. Yes, I am Danish. My parents immigrated in 1950 to America from Denmark. And wow. As I told you when we started, the reason I'm so excited about this coming of the Danish performance team is because my parents met and fell in love on a gymnastics team in 1946 and traveled the world doing Danish gymnastics. So I'm a product of Danish gymnastics, you might say.
And how did this whole thing come together, the performance team coming here?
Right. Well, I've been working with the National Danish Performance Team now for about 6 years. So they've been here before. And these are really wonderful young gymnasts who travel the world, as you read, sharing their message of healthy fitness and movement as part of a healthy lifestyle. Now, it was interesting. I was planning on the gymnasts coming, and then suddenly I heard that the National Men's Soccer Team was also going to be here on the very same weekend.
Wow.
Aha, yes. I thought, what a confluence of all things Danish in the desert. And so then I figured, let's just put it all together. I invited the ambassador, Peter Taksu Jensen, and he has agreed. We're going to have a visit from the Danish ambassador to the United States.
Wonderful.
He was thrilled and kind of intrigued of why these Danes are coming. And, of course, you know, it's kind of cold in Denmark, so I think they kind of figured this would be a nice place to spend a few weeks.
Yeah, and hopefully our very cold snap that we're going to be having over the weekend with temperatures in the mid-20s will be long past.
Oh, well, that's a warm summer day in Denmark.
Yeah,
they have no problem.
Well, do they normally then they tour every year? Is that what the
Yeah, the gymnasts tour. They pick a new team every 2 years, actually, and go around the world. They just have landed in the United States, 4 weeks in the U.S. as part of their 10-month world tour. They came from Taiwan before this, been in Thailand. They've been in Europe. They're going to be going from here to Mexico. They'll be in Guadalajara, our sister city, and also in Puebla. And then they'll go back to Europe where they do a finale tour of Denmark where, you know, in Denmark, gymnastics, it's called gymnastique, and it's really more of a term for let's go exercise. 1.5 million of the 5 million Danes are part of the Danish Gymnastics Association. So your previous guest talking about exercise, the Danes stay fit by doing this kind of exercise, and it's participatory. It's not competitive gymnastics like we see in the Olympics. This is everybody get involved and have a good time and get together and move. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a whole series of events, and your listeners can go to our website, which is danesinthedesert.com. Danesinthedesert.com has a full list of the entire schedule. Many of the events are free. The Danish performance team will give their full show on January 27th at Pima Community College at the West Campus. And then the soccer match is going to be on Saturday the 26th at
Okay,
Pima
so
Stadium.
Sunday the 27th, 2 o'clock, Pima Community College West Campus Gymnasium. And then the day before the soccer team.
With an appearance by the gymnasts at halftime.
So, wow. And so the Danes will be facing off against the Canadians. Is that right? It'll be Denmark. Versus Canada.
Everyone
men's
can come out and wear their red and white, and it
yeah,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, red and white. No, yeah. you'll fit in very well for either Canada or Denmark. Yeah. There'll be good eating too associated with this. One of my favorite bakeries here in town, and Rose knows this. My producer very well. She knows where I'm going with this. Mona's Danish Bakery up at Swan and Sunrise. You can usually find me up there Saturday and Sunday morning enjoying some of Steve's great pastry.
Yes. Now, you can come out also and taste some of Steve's great pastry. Steve Hashimi is the owner of Mona's Danish Bakery.
He's got a great story.
Well, Steve. It is. He's a Persian born. And his family immigrated to Denmark, and he then grew up in Denmark, became a master Danish baker, and then met the love of his life, who was an American Danish Persian, and now they're here in Tucson making Danish pastry. Isn't that great?
Oh, they're great pastries.
So he's another Dane in the desert, and he's going to be a part of our smorgasbord, the Danish Club of Tucson, on February 2nd. Everyone mark your calendar. We're having a Danish smorgasbord, which is going to be a buffet of delicious open-faced sandwiches, Danish frigadeller, that's meatballs with red cabbage, and Steve's pastries are going to be the highlight of the dessert table, which is also going to feature Odense marzipan. Odense is a little city in Denmark that makes the best marzipan.
Oh.
Yeah, and you can now get marzipan here in the U.S.
Yeah, I like marzipan. I've heard it also pronounced marzipan or...
Well...
Or, yeah, the right...
We'll tell you the correct way.
The correct
marzipan.
There you go.
Marzipan.
So, again, will this information about the smorgasbord be on the Danes in the Desert website?
That's right, danesinthedesert.com. People can also call me if they'd like more information. I'm at 370-0588.
We are talking about Danes coming to Tucson. Again, it's Danes, D-A-N-E-S, inthedesert.com. Host families initially, were you looking for them? Or
yeah,
were you taking care of there or what?
Well, it's a great opportunity that these young Danish gymnasts stay in host families everywhere they go, and that's another part of their whole tour around the world. They learn about the places that they are visiting through their host families. So we're fortunate that Tucson, of course, is a very open, welcoming place, and we already have all of our host families for the Danes. They'll be staying with host families. And, you know, if anyone wants to come and meet the Danes, we're going to have an open reception on Friday night, January 25th at Copenhagen Furnishings, another one of our great sponsors.
Yeah.
That's going to be open to the public free from 6 o'clock at Copenhagen over on Fort Lowell in the Furniture District on January 25th. And you can meet the Danish gymnasts, the Danish soccer players, the ambassador, and taste some Danish pastry to boot.
And this soccer match is really a first for Tucson, isn't it?
That's right. You know, FC Tucson, our football club Tucson, has really done a great job here of re-gearing up the wonderful facilities out there at Pima Kino Stadium. And Pima County has done a great job of retrofitting some of those stadiums, baseball stadiums, to be soccer fields. So this is the first international friendly soccer match of this caliber here in Tucson, which is great. And I've got people coming from all over the region. People are coming from a couple from Albuquerque. People from California are going to drive over for
Even
this.
Some of your Danish friends from Denmark.
That's right. I have a couple from Denmark who decided to change their vacation and come to Tucson because
Copenhagen to Tucson coming up. Mia Hansen, always a pleasure. You're a great asset to our community. Thanks for what you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
And again, it's danesinthedesert.com. All the information is there. Mia is enjoying right now one of the bottled waters that we provide here on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Culligan. It's pretty good water. Not only pretty good, it tastes better,
It tastes delicious.
It is. It's fantastic. We love Culligan water, supplied to all of the guests of the Buckmaster Show. Want to tell you about the John C. Scott Show coming up from 3 to 5 this afternoon. John's show has expanded from 1 to 2 hours. He's very happy with that, and we're happy that he's happy, and it's a great show. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. More of the local talk that continues for you as we provide that service for all of our KVOI listeners. I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a very splendid day. Have a great afternoon and evening, and we'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.